Good evening, this is Kent Lindquist, and you are listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. And normally I would be ably assisted by my cohort, Bill Satterley, but he is taking a well-earned day off tonight. So we're going to forge ahead on doing a solo set, and we're going to do a potpourri of jazz classics by the jazz giants tonight. In the last few months, I've been doing salutes to different jazz artists or composers, and so we're going to mix it up a little bit tonight and just do various artists playing some of the jazz classics. We're going to lead off with trumpet man Miles Davis doing a Sonny Rollins composition, Oleo, and he has Sonny Rollins on tenor sax and Percy Heath on bass, Horace Silver on piano, Kenny Clark on drums. A real all-star aggregation from a prestige album called Bag's Groove. Let's listen to Oleo.
Thank you.
muted trumpeter Miles Davis from his prestige album Bag's Groove, cut back in the mid-50s, doing a Sonny Rollins composition, Oleo. I'm going to turn now to something by pianist Art Tatum. Art Tatum was called upon by Norman Granz, who is the owner and producer of Pavlo Records, to put together some group masterpieces. He worked with Benny Carter on alto sax, Lionel Hampton on vibes, Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, Buddy DeFranco on clarinet, several other artists. And on this particular track, Art Tatum has teamed up with the great tenor man Ben Webster, and they have a nice version of the Rodgers and Hart composition, Have You Met Miss Jones? Thank you. a great Rogers and Hart classic, Have You Met Miss Jones, done up in a beautiful, relaxed fashion by the genius of the piano, Art Tatum. Beautiful, earthy tenor sax sound of Ben Webster. Okay, now we're going to turn to the Whispering Tenor Man, as he was called, Stan Getz. And this is a romp by Stan through his Concord album. By the, this is the title track. He's going to do Irving Berlin's Blue Skies.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful version of Irving Berlin's classic composition, Blue Skies, done by the one and only Stan Getz on tenor sax. That's the title track from his Concord album, Blue Skies, of course. I'm going to turn now to another track from a Concord album, and this is by Ruby Braff, a rascal cornet player from the New England area, and he always was good at naming his groups, at least for recording purposes, and he called this group Ruby Braff and his New England Songhounds. And they're going to do that old Fats Waller favorite, Keeping Out of Mischief Now.
Thank you.
Well, they all landed in the net, I'll say that. It was cornetist Ruby Braff with his New England Songhounds, and nice solo there by Ruby, and excellent tenor sax solo by one of his soulmates who cut several albums with Ruby, and that was Scott Hamilton. Now we're going to turn to that classic group that worked together for about, 12, 14 years, from about the mid-50s to the late 60s at least, and then they had a few reunions. That's the Modern Jazz Quartet, otherwise known as the MJQ to most jazz fans. And this is from their Fontessa album, cut on the Prestige label back in February of 58. Of course, the Modern Jazz Quartet was composed of Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kay on drums, John Lewis on piano, who was kind of the musical director. This is a classic Milt Jackson composition. Of course, Milt here is on Vibes. Let's listen to the MJQ do Bluesology. Thank you. was at Modern Jazz Quartet playing Milt Jackson's composition, Bluesology. Of course, there was Milt on there on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kay on drums, and John Lewis on piano from their prestige album, Fontessa. Now we're going to move to the tenor sax tandem of two guys who really loved to play together and had the same musical philosophy. That's tenor sax man Al Cohn and tenor sax man Zoot Sims. And this is from an album appropriately called Al and Zoot. And they do a little romp through that old standard, Just You, Just Me.
Thank you.
swinging version of Just You, Just Me, done by the tenor tandem of Al Cohn and Zoot Sims on tenor sax from an appropriately titled album cut back in 57 called Al and Zoot. Now we're going to turn to tenor man Sonny Rollins. This is considered one of the classic jazz albums of all time and one of the best that it was ever cut by Sonny Rollins. He was a master of the tenor sax at this time. He was at the peak of his career, I thought. This is from the Prestige album Sax Colossus. And this is his own composition. It's kind of a calypso-type thing written by Sonny Rollins called St. Thomas, and is ably assisted by part of a Detroit contingent. Both Tommy Flanagan on piano and Dud Watkins on bass were from Detroit, and the inimitable Max Roach on drums. Let's listen to St. Thomas. Thank you. Yes, Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, doing his own composition, kind of a calypso-type thing called St. Thomas, and that was from his prestige album, Saxophone Colossus, ably assisted there by one of Detroit's finest on piano, Tommy Flanagan. I'm going to turn to another piano player for the next track, and that's pianist Red Garland, who probably cut a dozen albums at least for prestige label back in the late 50s, early 60s. This is from his prestige album, Groovy, backed up by Paul Chambers on bass, Art Taylor on drums. This is a Red Garland little composition, kind of a neat little swinger called Hey Now. Thank you. was that was the Groovy Piano of Fred Garland from his prestige album Groovy, and doing a little composition by himself called Hey Now, backed up by Paul Chambers on bass and Art Taylor on drums. Well, you know, this is Kent Lindquist, and you have been listening to The Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last hour. And as I stated at the top of the show, my co-host and partner in time, Bill Satterlee, is taking a well-deserved break tonight. So I'm going to carry forward with myself. And the theme of the show tonight, if you want to call it a theme, is just it's really a potpourri of jazz classics played by various jazz giants. And we're going to have a break for the news at the top of the hour. And I hope you'll stick around for the second hour. We're going to close out with one of the oldest songs in the jazz repertoire, and that's, of course, W.C. Handy's composition, St. Louis Blues, and this is Count Basie on piano leading up his Count Basie 6 with St. Louis Blues. Mm-hmm.